Halloween is almost here, and so we'll leave you with one last ghost story. Birgit Burke has lived in a number of old houses in Laramie, but one experience in particular has stuck with her.
It was one house from the corner of 15th and Harney. It was very beat up. It was one of those houses where there were holes between the floorboards in the kitchen. You could stick a knife down and hit dirt, you know, just a regular kitchen knife. So, like, a really crappy old house with no foundation and no insulation. It's the second house I've lived in Laramie that burned down after I moved out of it, and I'm not surprised that it burned. I don't know. I live in cheap houses, obviously. But it was right across from the graveyard on the other side of 15th. My oldest daughter, who was 4 or 5 at that time, she's always been, you know, just a little bit hooked into the supernatural, whatever. But she used to say all the time, she's like, she'd see people in her closet. I'm like, okay, fine, you know, not trying to scare you or anything like that. But she said she'd see ghosts in, like, period outfits for, you know, Frontier Laramie. And then one day, we saw this green ball of light come out of the wall and go down the hallway, through her bedroom, through the wall, out the other side. Actually, the next door neighbors saw it come out the other side, go across their yard, across their porch, and through their house, and it vanished. No, we moved out of it not long after that. I know. But there were 5 people saw it.
It sounds very Ghostbuster-y. The green
ball
of
light. It's exactly that color. You know? But there were no hot dogs, you know, like Slimer stuff going. Anyway, yeah, so that was that.
That story was produced by Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard. If you want more spooky stories, and who doesn't, listen to a special Halloween episode of Human Nature out now at humannaturepodcast.org or wherever you download your podcasts.